The search continues for missing airmen off Guam. Michael Donnelly tells senators the Air Force will re-earn their confidence. And the GAO says KCX suffered from honest mistakes, not intentional wrongdoing. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. A joint agency search continues for missing crew members following Monday's crash of a B-52H Stratofortress 25 miles off the northwest coast of Guam. The Associated Press reports the bodies of three airmen have been recovered out of six believed to have been on board. The Air Force has confirmed only two recoveries so far. Identities are being withheld pending family notification. Two U.S. Coast Guard vessels and the destroyer USS John McCain are searching a 900-square-mile area, aided by Navy MH-60S Nighthawk helicopters from Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 25, U.S. Air Force F-15E Strike Eagles from the 389th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron, and a Navy P-3 Orion from Kadena Air Base in Japan. Guam Police and Fire Department rescue units have also joined in the search. The aircraft was reported missing about 9:45 a.m. local time Monday. Check back often for updates on this story at aero-news.net. Michael Donnelly, the acting secretary of the Air Force, conceded to lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday that he faces a tough task. Donnelly told the Senate Armed Services Committee he'll work to reestablish national confidence in the Air Force in the wake of bungled nuclear materials handling that forced the resignations of the service's top military and civilian leaders. Donnelly also served as acting Air Force Secretary for 7 months during 1993. He told lawmakers the most urgent tasks for the new Air Force leadership are, quote, to steady this great institution, restore its inner confidence and your confidence in the leadership team, and rebuild our external credibility, unquote. He added that he has created a nuclear task force, quote, to synchronize corrective actions underway across major commands and to unify these efforts at the strategic level, unquote. Donnelly says he approves of a decision by Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates to reopen bids to replace aging Air Force KC-135 aerial refueling tankers. Officials from the Government Accountability Office testified before Congress recently about their decision to uphold Boeing's protests of the Air Force's selection of Northrop Grumman to produce those new tankers. In its report, GAO officials found errors had been made during the acquisition process that could have affected the outcome, but did not find evidence of intentional wrongdoing by Air Force officials. Daniel I. Gordon, the deputy general counsel for the GAO during the hearing, said, quote, we didn't see an iota of evidence that there was intentional wrongdoing, no evidence of bias, no evidence of criminality, unquote. As for the timeline on what's been called an expedited process to receive new bids, Sue Payton, the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Acquisition at the Pentagon, predicted, quote, if we can get cooperation with all the parties, we should be able to award in December or January, unquote. The tanker is one of 35 major defense acquisition efforts currently in the works for the Air Force, and Payton said she looks forward to leading those efforts, quote, there is still much to accomplish, unquote. A resident of New Lenox, Illinois, died Monday afternoon in the crash of his six-week-old light sport aircraft just south of Cushing Field in Newark Township. The Morris Daily Herald reports Joseph E. Johnson was 77 years old. Airport owner Charles Cushing retired after 30 years with TWA. He told the paper, early speculation is that Johnson may have been incapacitated by a medical problem. Quote, the plane was in the airport traffic pattern. If it had experienced engine failure, he should have been able to glide it into the airport, unquote. An autopsy was scheduled for yesterday, and results may certainly lead to a debate within the aviation community. Johnson was a sport pilot who learned to fly over last winter in Florida and was using a driver's license in lieu of an FAA medical certificate. Cushing rented Johnson the plane involved in the accident, a Czech sport cruiser LSA. The aircraft had only logged about 100 flight hours since new. Asked if he's nervous about entrusting his rental fleet to pilots who haven't passed an FAA medical, Cushing remarked, quote, the same person can travel on Illinois 71 at 80 miles an hour and have a medical problem. I worry more about people like that. This fellow was a very cautious pilot, unquote. Coming up next, investment analysts say Boeing is getting cocky. Delta Airlines signs a new regional deal with Pinnacle. and the NTSB confirms that Bonanza did hit a glide slope antenna. You're listening to Aero News.
Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Do you think the only time your certified airplane can be equipped with a full emergency airframe parachute recovery system is when it rolls off the production line? Well, think again. BRS is the aftermarket leader in providing full airframe recovery parachutes for certified airplanes like yours. We manufacture the reliable parachute systems you need for a full range of aircraft, including Cessna. For your own safety and for that of your family members and loved ones, get the extra life assurance of a BRS airframe recovery parachute. In the event of an emergency, you'll never question the security of having one final option. Call BRS at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 23rd, 2008. I'm Paul Platt. Boeing is due to release second quarter financials today. Bloomberg reports investors and industry analysts will be watching closely to see if the confidence exuded by the company last week at Farnborough is softened in any way by the numbers. After rival Airbus told investors it thought it might lose as much as 27% of its $557 billion order backlog to problems in the airline industry, Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Scott Carson said he did not anticipate that level of cancellations at Boeing. At one point, he told investors, quote, "We have enough of a backlog that we could maybe build through until the next order cycle," unquote. Bloomberg found analysts hesitant to share Carson's enthusiasm, at least until the 787 Dreamliner program is back on track and the U.S. Air Force KCX tanker controversy is resolved. Boeing shares have fallen by more than a third in the past year as airlines have folded and some which remain have canceled or deferred orders or decided to order less expensive narrow bodies rather than twin-aisle jets. Both are trends which concern investors. Or, as Baltimore-based Credit Suisse analyst Robert Spinger noted dryly in a note Monday to investors, quote, "Management generally appears to be more relaxed on the outlook than investors," unquote. Delta Airlines signed a new agreement on Monday with Pinnacle Airlines, following through on plans to add 16 Bombardier CRJ-900 regional jets to be flown under the Delta brand. The contract will run through 2017. Business Week reports the agreement comes even as other airlines cut service, especially to smaller markets, and minimize the use of small jets with their relatively high cost per available seat mile. 2 weeks ago, Delta announced the termination of its agreement with ExpressJet, which had been flying 50-seat Embraers on Delta connection routes. Pinnacle's Bombardiers can carry 90 passengers, making the economics better. In what probably is not a coincidence, Pinnacle is also the largest regional provider for Northwest Airlines, which will soon become part of Delta itself, pending regulatory approval. Pinnacle will finish taking delivery of the fleet of Embraers by May of next year. A National Transportation Safety Board investigator has confirmed that last week's crash of a Beechcraft Bonanza carrying a recovering cancer patient in Florida involved a strike on a glide slope antenna on takeoff from Vandenberg Airport near Tampa. WTVT News reports the NTSB's Corky Smith confirmed the Beech struck the antenna. The 81-year-old pilot, Harlan Northcott, was flying an Angel Flight mission to transport 49-year-old Patricia Snyder home from a cancer treatment at a Tampa clinic. Family friend Tyler McClellan, age 15, was along for company. All three of them died in the crash last Thursday. The NTSB has yet to determine if the antenna strike was the sole cause of the accident or just part of the outcome stemming from some other problem. A final causal report is expected in about a year. New York-based Xerion Avionics LLC reports the FAA has granted approval for installation of its Oracle CRM series engine management systems into all 4- and 6-cylinder Cessna and Piper aircraft, including pressurized models. The supplemental type certificate allows aircraft owners another option to better manage engine information, improving fuel efficiency and engine operations. The STC clears the way for Oracle to serve as primary instrumentation, replacing steam gauges. The system uses a single cannon-style bulkhead connector through the firewall. A single 5-inch, high-definition, sunlight-readable color screen can display a host of data. The Oracle SmartLean intuitive leaning process and fuel computer gives general aviation pilots what the company calls an entirely new level of power management. Xerion Avionics announced earlier this year it received STC and AML approval for all models of the Beechcraft Bonanza. The company expects Mooney, Grumman, Rockwell, and Cicada fleets to join the list soon. Still ahead, Avidyne adds several Cessna models to Envision's retrofit list. A Boeing 767 with blended winglets makes its first flight. And the U.S. Air Force deploys the MQ-9 Reaper in Iraq. You're listening to Aero News.
An easy flight is a safe flight. That's why L3 Avionics Systems designed the most advanced glass cockpit system available to be intuitive and easy to use. The Smart Deck integrated flight controls and display system shows you what you need to know when you need to know it, because the system was created around the way pilots fly. With Smart Deck, interaction between pilot and aircraft is fluid, and advanced technology puts you in control with an extra layer of safety. Fly SmartDeck to get the ultimate glass cockpit experience at AirVenture or visit smartdeck.com.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Avidyne's Envision Integrated Flight Deck is now available for retrofit on additional Cessna models. Avidyne and Southern Star Avionics of Mobile, Alabama have added the Cessna 320, 335, and 340 piston twins to the FAA-approved model list of aircraft authorized for retrofit of the Envision system. The Cessna 401, 402, 414, and 421 models were approved in March when the supplemental type certificate was originally granted. Rob Higby, Avidyne's Vice President of Sales and Marketing, notes, quote, "Adding functionality and glass displays to these Cessna piston engine twins not only extends their useful lives, it means that more than 1,500 additional airplanes can now be equipped to operate in today's air traffic environment with the industry's easiest-to-use integrated flight deck," unquote. Retail pricing begins at $34,995 for the EXP5000 primary flight display with STC kit. Options include multifunction displays, traffic advisory, data link weather, and lightning detection. An American Airlines 767-300ER, equipped with Aviation Partners Boeing blended winglets, took to the skies for the first time on Sunday afternoon. The modified aircraft was ferried from Kansas City to San Bernardino, where it will undergo 2 months of certification and winglet performance flight testing. The blended winglet installation, along with necessary modifications, was performed by American Airlines employees at their Kansas City maintenance base. The winglets are estimated to be worth a savings of up to 6.5% on fuel consumption. The 11-foot-tall blended winglets are manufactured for Aviation Partners Boeing by GKN Aerospace, based on the Isle of Wight in the United Kingdom. The wing modification kit was manufactured by the team of LMI Aerospace, Contour Aerospace, and Honeywell Consumable Solutions. FAA and EASA certification of 767-300ER blended winglets is anticipated for November, with entry into revenue service following in December. To date, over 2,480 Boeing aircraft have been equipped with blended winglets. Aviation Partners Boeing is now in the process of being certified for the 767-300ER in both passenger and freighter variants and the 757-300. A program for the 777-200ER is anticipated later this year, with certification by December 2010. The Air Force has flown its first operational MQ-9 Reaper mission from Joint Base Balad, Iraq, supporting Operation Iraqi Freedom. Officials say the integration of the unmanned Reaper into theater flight operations significantly enhances the strike and close air support capabilities of air power forces in Iraq. The Reaper has a unique combination of long loiter times and large payloads, integrating and synchronizing with other air assets in the complex battle space facing commanders. The Reaper's powerful targeting pod is fully integrated into the existing intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance architecture employed by the smaller MQ-1 Predator. Like the Predator, Reapers are primarily flown via satellite from the U.S. Since its arrival in the U.S. Central Command Theater in September of 2007, flying sorties in Afghanistan, the Reaper has flown about 480 sorties, totaling more than 3,800 hours. The Air Force says the craft has provided armed watch over Afghanistan and lethal strike capabilities while minimizing collateral damage risks to friendly forces and civilian populations. And finally today, if there's one thing that has marked Bill Murray's career after leaving Saturday Night Live, it's been a willingness to take career leaps. Starting with broad comedy films, most notably Caddyshack and Ghostbusters, Murray has been fearless in moving into literary drama, romantic comedy, and even Shakespeare, at times cast against type. But this August 15th, Murray is scheduled to take an entirely different kind of leap. The 57-year-old Illinois native will help honor veterans during the 50th annual Chicago Air and Water Show by making a tandem parachute leap. The Chicago Sun-Times reports the stunt is on behalf of USO Illinois, an organization that provides aid to wounded war vets at home and overseas. The event will feature other stars, too. Gary Sinise of CSI New York will be there playing bass with his Lieutenant Dan Band, named after his character in Forrest Gump. Brady Bunch mom and denture adhesive spokeswoman Florence Henderson will sing the national anthem. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels will fly, and the evening will end in a massive fireworks display. But Murray will likely be focused on his next big leap. He'll certainly have the best help available. The U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team accompanied President George Herbert Walker Bush for both his free fall last year and on a tandem jump to celebrate his 80th birthday back in 2004. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll continue our look at air taxi service for the masses with Richard Kane of Coastal Technologies Group and SatsAir VP of Operations, Phil Quist. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.